Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We shared all as much as we could just in a conversation, just kind of, you know, let you know what took place at the summit and the Harvest Summit in Fort Mill, South Carolina. It was a powerful, once, I believe, in a lifetime moment, because how can you ever repeat those moments again when God calls these harvesters together and expecting 300, ended up with 800 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, there's people who love God and want to go into the harvest, this billion soul harvest. I lost my train of thought on that, but maybe it'll come back up. But we're at a point that then you can get all that just as a partner. You just log into the partner area and get that under specials. But men want to rule the world. You know, men. Oh, this is it. That we are in the middle. This is what was said. This is what was said at the Harvest by Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is, and you can see it. We're already in World War III. World War III has begun. It's an economic war. Remember the end time that we talked about. Battle is going to be over the economy. You know, the beast economy versus God's economy. Mm-hmm. And we're building, by the way, the church and the people who are in the kingdom of God. You know, we're building for 1,000 years. But trying to stop that and hinder that and prevent people from entering into the kingdom are those who are in the beast economy. So what you're seeing now in this last wind is spoken about in Revelations, that God had the angels hold back the four winds. And remember, we talked about the four winds are the first wind that ruled and dealt with men on earth was, you know, warriors. I mean, it was just battles. And next was the religious powers, where the warrior powers submitted to the religious powers. Then you had, you know, Islam, and you had all these religions, including the dark ages of the church. During that time, the Crusaders and all that. Mm-hmm. And then the next was the political win. And all of a sudden now, religion and warriors are up under the political win. Mm-hmm. They determine, you know, if you could preach this, if you could say that, you know, that politically correct. And they make a political decision whether to have a war or not have a war. And this last one is an economic win. And it boils down to, and this is the final battle, is going to be, you know, where your treasure is where your heart is. And it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with God's economy. You know, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the beast. And the beast economy or God's economy. And so what's going to happen then? He's going to begin to make war the people that are held captive by him to begin to control the money. One world economies and all that kind of stuff you heard for years. But it's manifesting now. You're seeing you know, economic attacks on the countries. They're saying right now, if they wanted to, they could pull the rug out from Putin and totally collapse his economy. They know they can do that. But that was Woodrow Wilson's goal when he wanted to form League of Nations, which ended up being the United Nations, tie our money together and nobody will ever mess with anybody again. And then the wars happen. Mm-hmm. So World War III has begun, Rick Joyner said at the summit. And then you say, well, it's an economic. You think about it, if it was a military war, and what you're seeing is the first three wins of, you know, military, religion, and politics, they're submitting to money. Mm-hmm. So they're still there. But the motivating factor is the oil in the Middle East. You know, Donald Trump saying on Fox News just this week, we should have taken the oil from Iraq. And now the ISIS has it. It's like, what did that even, what is the oil? Well, it's money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so those first three wins submit overall to that force that God allows to not fully be loose, because it's fully loose, it'll destroy all mankind. But, and so it's an economic war. And so you think, well, no, that couldn't. Well, you know, it's only because you haven't been paying attention or you didn't choose to learn, because, you know, the economy is bloated, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, I can't say too many bloating jokes, but I mean, it's unreal. It's just totally unreal. When the unemployment rate's not real, when we're printing money so much, we're trying to keep from having deflation. In other words, that so much money is worthless that people can't even fully pay their bills. And at the same time, our unemployment rate, as we'll be talking about, is almost one of the employable Americans, 90 million, they're saying, KBA saying, that that's like one third of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not good.
And then it's not good. This is your neighbor. If it's not you, it's your neighbor. And if we love God, mm-hmm. we love our neighbors. We're concerned about them not having a job. And if we're not, God will give us a pattern of a journey that will help us have empathy for them.
He sure will.
We'll lose ours too.
And then it doesn't take into consideration those that are underemployed that have degrees, experience, and they're just taking an hourly wage just to get something.
Right. And so, but think about this. World War III is already underway. Mm. It's an economic war. China has been attacking our companies and our corporations, stealing our secrets. If you steal Coke's recipe, you actually have mm-hmm. a company now called, whatever it would be called in Mandarin, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go and steal that baked bean dog, trying to give away those commercial those recipes all the time with that secret baked beans, he's saying, if you steal the intellectual information mm-hmm. of how things operate in a company, you steal the company. If you're like the guy Snowden, good or bad, and you give away the secrets how our defense works, you give up our defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a battle. It is a virtual battle, but it's also an economic battle, because if we lose military strength, we become weaker in our economy. If Coke loses their recipe, there's not a Coke anymore. If these different things happen, if all of a sudden our products are being duplicated and somebody else is morphing a product, and it's just amazing what's being stolen left and right. But when they can break into the Pentagon system, they can get, this is what the FBI reported recently. It's not if that you're going to be hacked, it's just when, and you pretty much, others have said you probably pretty much already have. But how many of you have already watched the news, and you may have heard us talk about it, that where they said Target's customers have been compromised.
Mm.
All their mm-hmm. financial information has been compromised, and we're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only 300 something million folks in America. So if you're talking about, millions of people being hit with this financial war, that's a big hit. That's like a bomb. It's like a financial bomb that just hits these folks. And so everybody goes, today they go, I'm only responsible for $50, but my bank will take care of it. Well, your bank is owned by your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And now your bank just took this huge multi-million-dollar hit. And so your economy goes down further. And then you hear Home Depot system, or not Home Depot, but Lowe's system is hit.
It was Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. And all their stuff is out. And then again, another and another and another. I mean, even Neiman Marcus, I believe.
Yeah.
I was just speaking recently to somebody that handles the IT for part of the military. And they said, people say, I don't care if people get my medical information, all that kind of stuff. She said, they don't want your medical information. They want your name, your date of birth, and your social security number, and they got everything else. That's mm-hmm. all they want. They want to be able to take money. They can take money by that information. And so there is a war going on right now. It's an economic war. And when you hear voices like George Soros say, we need to ease down the economy. And we talked early on about the prophecies about dominoes, and David Wilkerson talked about, this financial crisis would happen, and that would happen over here, and this would happen over here. Then there'd be a national bank holiday. That's because we all got hit by some financial attack.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, that within 6 minutes, life as you know it was going to change. It was because something happened to our financial system. And you can find out more about that on The Torch. But I just want to tell you that, how many of you have got a letter or a call from your bank saying, listen, we're going to reissue you a new card? You think, well, I just got a card. Well, the reason why that they're doing that is because their systems have been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times can we go? And so, you know, Donna, my wife, is talking to a person in the banking industry, and she said, you know, what do you do about all this? You know, and so Donna goes, you know, we should probably just start using cash. And the bank person says, exactly.
Mm.
That is the best thing that you can do is use cash.
Mm.
And, but for, you know, that's not the direction things are going. But, and so World War III is underway as we speak, but how many people are, you know, being controlled or manipulated or taken down because of finances, you know, and you're looking at potentially some states or cities had to file bankruptcy, you know. Whoever thought that? You look at the financial collapse of Detroit and 50% unemployment rate, I believe. And the people that had money and had wisdom to run things left. John was talking about reports saying that you enter Detroit at your own risk. Mm-hmm. And it's an economic bomb. You know, it's not. There was no a nuclear bomb that went off. It was no, you know, religious thing going on. It was no political thing going on. It was ignorance with finance, unions coming in and sucking everything dry with money. And next thing you know, they left all these people there in Detroit that, you know, you can't even walk the streets. They're saying come at your own risk, but that has a money thing. I mean, the results of it's Sen and all these different things. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that is like, just like a city got bombed by warriors, just like it got taken over by the religious win, just like possibly politics made a decision to come in and use military force. Well, just a financial decision. And finances came in to a point where an economic battle went on in Detroit, and it just looks like a war zone. So I guess the big question, and we're talking about, okay, World War III, according to Rick Joyner, is already pretty much happening. It's an economic war. Remember the beast economy, Revelation chapter 13. That's one of the end time situations that's going to be happening. How many people are operating in the beast economy now, even though this particular beast, you know, hasn't manifested yet, this particular system? But they're already using those principles already, you know, because when we build our business on and our life on God's principles and kingdom principles, it's not built on greed. Mm-hmm. So how could you prepare yourself then and to make it through World War III? Well, the biggest thing, this economic war that, you know, Rick Joyner was talking about, I would say the first thing you need to do is to realize you're in one and say, well, you know, that bomb did not hit in my home. It hit in the banks, the local bank. And quit disassociating these hits in America as if, you know, that's the corporate world, you know. Well, the corporations, if they are public, they're owned by possibly you in your 401k or your neighbor. So there is no such thing as them, it's us. Mm-hmm. And Hillary Clinton just said, I believe this week, that, you know, corporations don't employ people. It's like,
really?
Okay. That's wild. Anyway,
so what do they do?
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's probably just, I don't know. And so, but she is hiring, I think. Anyway, so, but we got to see, you know, if your local bank or a bank in America gets hit, meaning, you know, they get that to absorb this huge financial attack, we should empathize and realize that's going to affect our economy. It's going to affect how many people get loans. It's going to affect, you know, so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects everything because it's all one economy in America. We're one people.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you don't think it does, look at any one city where a major industry leaves or a major employer decides to change cities. And like just like what you're saying before, is a lot of people aren't aware of it. When you look at Detroit and what had happened so significantly was the motor industry went down, the automotive industry. And what a lot of people don't connect is that you think about it, you might not be in the automotive industry, but your customers are. And right. everyone that shops at your business, they get paid through the automotive industry.
That's right.
And when the automotive industry left, it was just a domino effect. And then you had basically Southeast Michigan, you had Ohio, you had Illinois, even parts of Pennsylvania that were affected because of one industry.
Right. Right.
That's economic.
Yeah. And so many people talk about, you know, well, I'm not in the car business anyway. And he said, well, you know, human beings buy food.
Mm-hmm.
They rent houses or buy homes. And, you know, lumber companies sell lumber, you know, gas stations sell gas. And I mean, all these things, we're all connected. It's just this currency that kind of flows. And everything matters. We talked earlier, but, you know, big industry coming into a city or a town, you got to think about, is it closing down other you know, potential? Are you coming into a city like a steamroller and just rolling over other businesses that are there? And so one way to prepare about it is to connect and realize, wait a minute, we're under financial attack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a whole bunch of greedy folks, and there are the senators, some senators saying, hey, you know, America's built on greed, and that is our sin, you know, with that. But in the midst of that, you go buy milk with money, you know, and you get paid to be able to make your car payment or your rent payment. And so we have to first realize we're under attack. It's important to understand. If you don't understand that, you're just like, okay, I'm authorizing another credit card. Okay, or debit card or credit card. And, oh, I'm authorizing another debit card or credit card. And it's like, you know, why are you continually having to get issued a new car? Because the people who has your money and the money of all the folks have been compromised, which means they've been attacked. Their system's been attacked, which means they're trying to protect, you know, you from any further attack. And since most of the time you don't have to pay for that, then they're just absorbing that, and they're not going to tell you, the bank's not going to tell you that somebody took your card and your number and just stole, you know, $10 million from you, because they know you're going to leave them. So now they've been hit by this foreign attack or local attack, and then they got hit by you because you left them. So they're not going to tell you all the details unless they have to disclose now that they were. Used to not even do that. But they don't tell you all those details. And, you know, somebody, you've stole my room, or going to the bank, and the tellers, friends of mine, was laughing and stuff, because somebody had taken my card number and went like on a binge in Germany or something, like every juke joint or
I think it was liquor stores.
Liquor stores. I hit liquor store after liquor store.
Yeah.
Up in Germany or something like that. And so they're laughing, because they're laughing when I come in. Like, well, did you just get back from Germany? I'm like, no, I haven't been to Germany. Look what's happening. I'm like, stop it, you know?
But that isn't funny.
Yeah, right. And so, but that was a hit. Now you imagine that happened to 100 million Americans, happened to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. That's huge. Well, we didn't have to cover that. I mean, the bank covered that. But the bank is your neighbor. You know, that's the employer, like the Detroit situation or the iron up in Pennsylvania or whatever. And so one way is to know you're in it. Secondly, is to, the reason why we get money quite often in our present economy is to get stuff and things to be able to eat and to live and to pay. So think about, you know, if you prepare yourself, if your money gets hit, you know, have, you know, two boxes of Cheerios.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just kind of just put, you know, don't buy 15 gallons of milk, but there's stuff you should think about, because if something happens, you're going to need to eat for a little bit, and just kind of prepare for that. The other is just to pray and abide with the Lord and say, Lord, you know, what do I need to do? What kind of decisions do I need to make? And God will lead you. He says, those who, if you hear what the Spirit says to the churches, then he's just going to make, he's going to say, go left, go right, do this. He'll multiply this. It's amazing what he does. And we're proof positive of what, if you just follow the voice of the Lord, he'll just take care of you and lead you. And that's sure the will. Most important thing is to realize that, you know, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but you have to make him the Lord of your life, which means he leads you. You follow, you hear his voice. And the reason why you hear it is because you have a relationship with him and you follow him. But he can lead you through all that. But realize that's going to be the end time situation anyway. But if 97%, I say this all the time, but you got, it's just the, you know, it is, if it's anywhere around that, but this is what George Barna gets. But if 97% of regular church attenders today are already not honoring God in the area of finances, how vulnerable are we, you know, to any kind of, you know, attack, you know? And so, you know, the Word of God says this. He says, the reason why you get money and you bring it home and it goes through, you put it in a bowl, but the bowl's got like holes in it and just your money falls out. He says, it's because you're not honoring my house. And that, he says, the reason why your house is desolate, he says, because my house is desolate. And, you know, we are the house of God, the temple of God. When we begin to live right before God and seek him and abide with him, become his disciple, then we start seeing, you know, that money doesn't go through our hands like holes in a bowl. You know, it lasts longer, and clothes last longer, and shoes last longer. And, you know, it's amazing what God does. So one way to prepare for this reportedly, you know, World War III is to, which, by the way, those first three are up under that. So they will move, those winds will move under this economic beast. I mean, it all will come together, you know, warriors and the warrior battle generals and all that kind of stuff, and the religious, you know, that are partnering with government, and then the political, but it all will be money motivated. How much do I get for this? You know, and if you don't know, I saw this shocking documentary recently. I'll think about the program in a moment, but it was like every position, committee position, it doesn't matter what party you are. So it's not about different political parties, but like the banking committee and the judiciary committee in Washington, D.C., that your representatives, our representatives that we send there, that they get those positions based on this report, on how much money they raise. So if you raise the most money for that political party and you're the majority party in Congress, for example, or Senate, then you get it. That's how you get it. Because you always wonder, like, why in the world would that person get that position? What about this other person? And what you'll find out based on this report is, and I think it's called the Pursuit of Truth, is the reason why one person who should have gotten it because they had integrity and they would have made great decisions over the banking industry or the judiciary committee and all that, they did not raise as much money for that political party as the one who's sitting on it. So it was strictly money. So money determined who, for example, a Nancy Pelosi, you know, she is a huge fundraiser for the Democratic Party, you know, based on these reports. And so that's why you're getting those type of positions. So every single position's for sale.
Right.
So if you want to be on those committees, which the party determines who's on there, so it's Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter which one it is, that you get there by raising massive amounts of money. So you tell me that that's not a, that's a godly way to be able to run a country. That a few people by government and by decisions based on supporting one person and helping them raise a certain amount of money to make sure they get on the banking committee. So all of a sudden, all these laws and policies are changed. I mean, that is just, to me, that is the beast method of economy versus God's economy is not like that. Beltway Nation, it is For the Record, and you got to see it. It's called, you know, it's talking about corruption, pandering, and abuse of power. Excellent program, documentary from For the Record on Blaze TV, and we'll make that available to you. But that we're selling the position. You know, you think, because come on, you know, I know we're going to talk about these other stuff, but think about this. Don't you look at those C-SPANs sometimes? You wonder, thinking like the most intelligent person in the room is in the lowest position in front of the committee, sitting to the left on the floor. On the ones at the front, I'm not saying they're not intelligent. I'm just thinking, but the one that America's going, that's the one we sent there to change things. He or she, they're not getting a place on the committee. Who determines who the the judge is going to be? Who determines how VA is going to be dealt with? Who determines, you know, because it's committees, is how things work. It's committees, the banking committees and all these different committees. And this program reveals, it's called Beltway Nation on The Blaze. We'll make a link to it. You can get to it. It's the For the Record, which is almost like how 60 Minutes used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, you used to sit in anticipation. Here comes the cameras. They're going to reveal something.
All right.
And it doesn't happen anymore. And so, and you think, oh my goodness, they're selling the position.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling every committee position based on this report. Is they're saying they raised up. So if you're like the chairman, because you think, you know, why would they have chosen Nancy Pelosi to be, you know, the key person, or who's the counterpart in the Republican Party?
Boehner.
Yeah, Boehner. You know why? And based on what they're saying is, it's because they've raised the most money for their parties.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make sense. Like, you choose this person again. Did you remember the last thing that happened? And when America's saying something totally different, and so you're thinking, this is a corrupt system. Or, you know, we would say this is like a beast economy.
Right.
That's an economy based on greed. It's based on, you know, money is being served versus God's being served. And Jesus said you can't serve them both. You can either serve God or money. And in the context of that, when he's talking about this in Matthew chapter 6, I believe, he says, right after that, he says, you don't have to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. He says, don't you see the grass of the field? I mean, it's here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow. Even Solomon, this wealthy man, wisest man that walked on the face of the earth outside of Jesus Christ, in all of his splendor and how he was dressed, he said, you're worth more than all of this. He said, not even a sparrow from the sky has, you know, can fall from the sky without God's permission. And he says that even a sparrow does not even go out and toil and work, but God provides for him. We got to get to the point to understanding this is, but this is what God provides for him. What we need, not what we greed.
Right.
And so we got to, if we're buying into this present day corruption of beast economy type, and I'm not saying the beast is here and this market and all this kind of stuff, but I'm definitely saying it's on the horizon. And we got to begin to draw distinctions now between, you know, what is the kingdom of God and what is the kingdom of this beast? You know, what is the beast economy and what's God's economy? The last economic or last powerful wind that's being held back by God, we talked about four of them, is the economy and money. And so we got to draw distinctions between the two. We can't sit here and, I mean, how many people, you know, are complaining about corporate decisions and their unethical practices, why they're actually holding stock in that company, which means they're the owners of the company, and they go on TV complaining about them, and Congress people do this all the time, and they're the ones making, you know, you own it. And the thing is, this is a matter about man's eyes. It's like God's eyes. God's watching us and do that versus, you know, you invest in a godly company, you make, you know, decisions the best you can over a company in view of men and God. And just watch God bless you and honor God in it and building your business. And it's time for us to once again go back to our original roots of our of the intents of this nation. This is Judeo-Christian values where, you know, we love one another, and we have a constitution that says, you know, if you get charged with something, we're going to call you innocent. We're not going to call you guilty until they prove you guilty. And not only that, we want some of us to show up and watch what they're doing. We call that a jury.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a right for a jury. And not only that, you don't ever have to worry about having somebody to represent you, because if you don't have money, we'll even send an attorney in there. We want to make sure this is a just nation. And there's some unjust things that have happened in this nation, but this is the, as President of King's College,
Dinesh D'Souza
says, this is the most greatest experiment that's ever been with nations. It's never come to this extent. And we've actually learned from our processes. And when we did go to war at the nations, we did not conquer to take over those nations.
Right.
We just, you know, whether righteous or wrong, we gave them back and helped restore them. And so we need to get back to this original intent and repent for the other aspects of it. And I just really believe it's just time for the church to be sincerely disciples of Jesus Christ. And we have nothing to fear. Jesus said, in this life, these troubles are going to happen. They asked him, what is the sign of your coming in Matthew 24? He says, there's going to be wars, rumors of war, nations rise against nation. You know, people are going to betray you. The love of most will grow cold. You know, all these things are going to happen. He says, don't worry about it. He says, look up, your redemption draws nigh. You know, the kingdom of God will be preached to all, and then the end will come. We got to understand, what is the kingdom of God and what are the kingdoms of this world? What is God's economy and what is the beast economy? Because it's growing and it's pretty powerful, but it's not more powerful than God. But if we don't understand there is a distinction, how you do your business, how you manage your money, how you choose to invest, why you choose this and why you choose that, and there is a thing called love. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. When we build it on love, then love will keep us from failing. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.